Ramanand Roy explained that from there, pure devotional service develops in a crude form, in a general way. And when it is more mature, it must take the shape of shanta, neutrality, dasya, servitorship, sakya, friendship, vatsalya, paternal affection, and madhurya ras, conjugal love. In shanta ras, there is adherence, nishtha. One thinks, I cannot withdraw myself from this consciousness of continuous submission to the truth. Neutrality develops into dasya ras, the desire to do some service. When a devotee is not satisfied by only sitting, showing loyalty to the supreme authority, he wants to be utilized by him. He awaits the Lord's order, praying that the Lord may give him some engagement. When a devotee has such deep penetration that he wants to be utilized in any way by the Lord, that is known as dasya ras, or devotion in the mood of service. Then there is sakya ras, devotional service in friendship. When in dasya ras confidence is added to service, then it becomes a little superior. Generally, old servants who are faithful become confidential servants. So when the confidential stage is added to service, it becomes sakya ras, or devotional service as a friend of the Lord. First there is nishtha, adherence, submission. Then the devotee wants to be utilized for his satisfaction. Then there is confidential utilization. And then it comes to friendly service, sakya ras. In Vaikuntha, where Lord Narayan is served in calculative devotion, only shanta ras, dasya ras, and half of sakya ras are seen. Full confidence is not possible there. Awe, reverence, splendor, grandeur, pomp, apprehension, all these vanish when we develop a more confidential relationship with the Supreme Lord. At that time, the object of our worship or love changes in another way. Then from Vaikuntha, we feel attraction for Ayodhya, the divine abode of Lord Ramchandra, where there is neutrality, servitorship, and friendship with Vibhishan and Sugriva. There we can also trace Vatsalya ras, parental love of Godhead. In Vatsalya ras, confidence has developed to the peculiar stage in which the servitors think themselves promoted to the post of protecting the object of their veneration. Filial affection is also service. Although it seems that the parents are masters of the situation, controlling the Lord as their son, sometimes chastising and punishing him, this is a superficial view. If we can enter into the depth of their service, we shall find an incomparable love of a most peculiar type. On the surface, they are engaged in punishing and rebuking the Lord. Underground, they are full of interest for the welfare of the object of their service. Vatsalya, or parental love of Godhead, is a peculiar type of divine love. We see a very light type of Vatsalya in Ayodhya, so it is almost ignored. Rupa Goswami leaped from Vaikuntha to Mathura in one stride. In his Upadesh Amrita 9, he writes, Vaikunthad janito vara madhupuri tatrapi rasotsavad. Mathura is superior to Vaikuntha because Lord Sri Krishna appeared there. It is there that everything is shown in a clear and substantial way. In Mathura, we find the Krishna conception of Godhead. In one stride, he has come from Vaikuntha to the Krishna conception. But Sanatan Goswami has filled up the gap. In his book, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he says that on the way to Mathura, there is Ayodhya, the spiritual kingdom of Lord Ram, and there we find Shakya and Vatsalya ras. But Rupa Goswami goes to Mathura at once. He says, come to Mathura, here you will find Shakya and Vatsalya ras clearly visible. He has shown how Sakya ras service is present there. The devotees there are playing with Krishna, sometimes climbing on his shoulders, and perhaps sometimes even giving him a slap. But although they may mix with him in this way, their heart is full of a peculiar type of service attitude. That is the criterion. They may give up their lives 1,000 times to take a thorn out of his soul. They can sacrifice themselves 1,000 times for the slightest satisfaction of their friend. They consider him 1,000 times more valuable than their own life. In Vatsalya Rasa also, the criterion is similar. For the slightest interest of the object of their veneration, they can give their lives millions of times. Such affection is found there. And then, from Vatsalya, it progresses to conjugal love, Madhurya Rasa, the all-comprehensive Rasa, which includes adherence, Shanta Nishtha, service, Dasya, friendly confidence, Sakka, and parental love, Vatsalya Rasa. But the wholesale dedication of every atom of our existence for Krishna's satisfaction is found in Madhurya Rasa, which includes all other rasas. And Madhurya Rasa is more enhanced when it is couched in the form of Parakya, or paramour relationship. In Parakya Rasa, the gopis risk everything for the service of Krishna. Parakya Rasa takes two forms. In one, there is no obligation of anything. The union may happen or may not happen. So, because their meeting is very rare, it becomes even sweeter. There is another kind of Parakya Rasa. We are told that ordinary food is not palatable to Krishna, but when he takes food by stealing, that is more tasteful to him. If we can follow this art, that may also be applied in the case of Parakya Rasa. I am deceiving the party, getting what I want. I am stealing the property of someone else. That sort of posing becomes more tasteful to the subjective party. And the dedicated party risks everything, their good name, society, future, and even the dictation of the religious scriptures. They take a wholesale risk, just as one time when we were in Madras, the king of Jaipur gave some money for the construction of a temple. The money was sent to our head office in Calcutta. Out of 5,000 rupees, the first installment was 1,000 rupees, and the construction work was begun by sending a worker from our main centre. Then Madhava Maharaj and I were sent to Madras, where we heard that the king would soon come. In order to show him that some work had been done, we raised the construction to some extent, so the king could be told, "Your money has been spent, and now the next installment is necessary." In order to do this, we incurred a debt. We took a loan for bricks and other things and raised the construction to a higher level. When we wrote this to our Guru Maharaj, we had some apprehension that he would chastise us. "Why have you taken this loan?" Instead of that, he gave us his appreciation. "You have risked your future in the service of Krishna. You have taken a loan, and that means you have to pay off that loan, so you have engaged your future energy in the service of Krishna. You will have to collect money and pay off the loan, so there is service with risk for the future." The gopis consciously risked their future. "We have disobeyed our superior persons and the directions of the Vedas. What we do is neither approved by society nor by the religious books. Our future is dark." Still, they could not but serve Krishna. So, Vaikunthad janito vara madhupuri tatrapi rasotsavat. Janito means Vatsalya Rasa and Madhurya Rasa in Vrindavan. Radha kundam ihapi gokulapate. In the Madhurya Rasa also, three groups are shown. Vrindavan in general, selected groups in Govardhan, and the highest group in Radha Kund. All these things have been shown in the conversation between Ramanand Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Go further." Then Ramanand Roy began to explain the kind of service rendered by Radharani in Madhurya Rasa. Her devotional service is categorically higher than that of all the other gopis. Radham adhaya riddaye tatjaja braja sundari. Gita Govinda 3.1 by Jayadev Goswami. The whole group of gopis can be cancelled for only one, Srimati Radharani. What peculiar type of service may come from her? And Krishna, the original personality of Godhead, Svayam Rup, is only by the side of Radharani. By the side of other gopis, that is Prabhav Prakash, a plenary expansion, not Svayam Rup, the original form. Such is the quality of Srimati Radharani. We should show our highest reverence to this highest ideal of devotional service. Then the last question came from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Can you think of anything more than this? Then Ramanand Roy said, you asked me to quote scripture to support whatever I say, but here I won't be able to quote scripture from anywhere. Still, I have a new feeling within me, and if you would like to know that, I can explain it to you. In this way, one song was composed by Ramanand Roy. He introduced this song by saying, whether or not it will be pleasing to you, I do not know, but it seems to me that there is a stage which is even better than the meeting of Radha and Govinda. There is a stage where both of them, the positive and negative, are combined. No individual consciousness is clear, and one is searching another in self-forgetfulness. This searching of one party by the other is very strong and intense. This seems to be a more highly elevated love, union in separation. Radha and Govinda are so intense in their search of one another that even they have no consciousness of whether they have each other. Radharani sometimes experiences that even while Krishna is present before her, she fears losing him. That feeling becomes as intense as if she has lost him. They are together, but the apprehension that one may lose the other makes their meeting intolerably painful, just as a mother is always alert about the safety of her son. Anishta Shankani Bandhu Ridayani Bhavantihi. A mother thinks, oh, my son is out. Is he in an accident? This fear of separation is the symptom of deep love. Ramananda Roy's composition gave a hint about the divine appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in which both Radha and Govinda are combined, and it is as if they are unconscious of their separate existence. One is searching the other. Krishna himself is overflowing with the feelings of Radharani, and they are so deeply embraced that one is lost in the other. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put his palm over the mouth of Ramanand Roy and told him, no further. Rasaraj Mahabhav Dui Ekarup. Lord Sri Krishna is the fountainhead of all pleasure, and Srimati Radharani is the embodiment of ecstatic love of Godhead. These two forms are united as one in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu replied, oh, because you are a 100% devotee, wherever you cast your glance, you see only Krishna, nothing else. The object of your interest is represented everywhere. Ramanand Roy said, my Lord, don't deceive me in this way. You have come here so graciously to purify this mean person, and if you act diplomatically now, it will not look well for you. I won't hear what you say. Come out with your real position. Who are you? Mahaprabhu said, by dint of your loving devotion, you can know everything in this world. Nothing can be concealed from your loving eye. Premanjana Chodita Bhakti Vilochanena. Then Mahaprabhu revealed himself. When you see me to be externally of a golden colour, it is not so. It is by the touch of the colour of Radharani. And who can Radharani touch and closely embrace? She will never touch anyone except Krishna. So now you know who I am, Rasaraj, ecstasy himself, and Mahabhav, the one who can taste that highest ras. See how they mingle together. Ramanand Roy fainted and fell flat on the floor. He could not keep his senses. Then by the touch of his hand, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again brought him to his senses. Ramananda returned to his previous stage of consciousness and saw a sannyasi sitting before him. After a short pause, Mahaprabhu said, remain here, I am going. Afterwards, Ramanand Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had some other talks, and Mahaprabhu said, Ramananda, as long as I live, I want your company. Ramananda replied, yes, I must take shelter of your divine feet and live there for the rest of my life. Ramananda later made arrangements with the king of Orissa to retire from his post as governor of Madras and came to Jagannath Puri. For almost 2 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered about the holy places of southern and western India and at last returned to Puri. There they met again. After this, Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan through Bengal. 6 years passed, and Advaita Prabhu almost gave leave to Mahaprabhu, saying, "Our pastimes of introducing the chanting of Hare Krishna are finished." Then Mahaprabhu continuously showed Radharani's mood of tasting Krishna Prem, ecstatic love of Krishna, for 12 years. Swarup Damodar and Ramanand Roy, who are Lalita and Vishakha, the two principal gopi assistants of Radharani, were Mahaprabhu's most important company during that time. There, so many things about the deep feelings of divine love have been shown. It has never been found in the history of the world, or even expressed in any scripture, how such intense love within can produce such corresponding symptoms on the surface. That was shown by Radharani, and later shown by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was shown by Mahaprabhu in his practices also, how Krishna Prem, love of Krishna, can play a man like a doll. Sometimes his legs and hands would enter inconceivably into his body, and sometimes his joints would disconnect, and his transcendental body would appear elongated. Sometimes his whole body would become white, and he would lay unconscious, breathing so slowly that his breath could not be traced. In this way he exhibited many amazing symptoms of ecstasy. Swarup Damodar, the personal secretary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has explained the meaning of his appearance in his memoirs, which were recorded in the Chaitanya Charitamrita of Kaviraj Goswami. He writes, "Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shaktir Asmat Ekatmanav Api Bhuvi Pura Dehabedam Gatauto Chaitanyakyam Prakatam Adhuna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam." Sometimes Radha and Krishna are combined, sometimes they are separate. They are separate in Dwapara Yuga, and in Kali Yuga they are combined as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Both are eternal expressions of the same absolute truth. Summer, autumn, winter and spring continue in a cyclic order. It cannot be said that summer is the beginning and winter comes later. So the pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna are eternally being enacted. In ancient times, sometimes Radha and Krishna divided themselves and showed their pastimes. Again, both of them, the potency and the owner of the potency, are combined and closely embraced as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The predominating and the predominated moiety are mixed, and an extraordinary ecstatic feeling is there. Krishna is overpowered by his potency, and he himself is searching after his own self, Krishnasya Atmanushandhana. Krishna himself is engaged in the search for Sri Krishna, reality, the beautiful. The influence of Radharani over Krishna has transformed him into a devotee, and he is searching himself. Sweetness is tasting itself and becoming mad, and it is living sweetness, not dead or static, but dynamic ecstasy, sweetness endowed with life. And he is tasting himself, the personification of happiness, ecstasy and beauty, and dancing in madness. And his performance of kirtan means distributing that ecstasy to others. The ultimate sweetness, or ananda, is such that no other thing exists that can taste itself and express its own happiness with such intensity. I have described Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram, Atma Siddha Savalita Purna Shoka Lakshanam Svanubhava Matta Nritya Kirtanatma Vantanam Advayaika Lakshya Purna Tatva Tat Paratparam Prema Dhamma Deva Meva Nomi Gaura Sundaram. The highest conception of the absolute truth must also be the highest form of ananda, ecstasy. Mahaprabhu's dancing indicates that he is full of ecstasy, and his kirtan is distribution of that rasa. So if we scientifically search out who Mahaprabhu is, we cannot but find that he is the ultimate reality. He is mad in tasting his own internal nectar, and his dancing is the outcome of his transcendental ecstasy, and he is chanting, distributing that to others. So, studying quite closely the character of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot but think that he is the Supreme Absolute Truth in its fullest and most dynamic expression. End of the Search for Sri Krishna, Reality the Beautiful, by His Divine Grace Swami B. R. Sridhar.